welcome to the Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. I'm your announcer, DJ Shy John. Today is Tuesday, May 14th, 2013. A lot of news this week. Top of the news from CNN Entertainment, Angelina Jolie undergoes double mastectomy by Ed Payne, CNN, Tuesday, May 14th. Actress Angelina Jolie announced in a New York Times op-ed article on Tuesday that she underwent a preventive double mastectomy after learning she carries a mutation of the BRCA1 gene, which sharply increases her risk of developing breast cancer and ovarian cancer. My doctors estimated that I had an 87% risk of breast cancer and a 50% risk of ovarian cancer, although the risk is different in the case of each woman, Jolie wrote. Once I knew that this was my reality, I decided to be proactive and to minimize the risk as much as I could. I made a decision to have a preventive double mastectomy. Jolie's mother, actress and producer Marceline Bertrand, died of ovarian cancer in 2007 at the age of 56. Jolie is 37 years old. In the Times op-ed titled My Medical Choice, Jolie said she finished 3 months of medical procedures at the Pink Lotus Breast Center in California on April 27th that included the mastectomies and reconstruction. A mastectomy is an operation that removes all or part of the breast. She wrote that her experience involved a three-step process. On February 2nd, the actress had a procedure that increases the chance that the nipple can be saved. 2 weeks later, she had major surgery where the breast tissue was removed and temporary fillers were put in place. 9 weeks later, she described undergoing reconstruction of the breasts with an implant. There have been many advances in this procedure in the last few years, she said, and the results can be beautiful. I wanted to write this to tell other women that the decision to have a mastectomy was not easy, but it is one I am very happy that I made, Jolie wrote. My chances of developing breast cancer have dropped from 87% to under 5%. BRCA stands for Breast Cancer Susceptibility Genes, a class of genes known as tumor suppressors, according to the National Cancer Institute. Mutations of the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes have been linked to hereditary breast and ovarian cancer. A blood test can determine if a woman is highly susceptible to the cancers. Fellow actress Christina Applegate had a similar procedure in 2008. She also had a mutation of the BRCA1 gene. Oscar-winning film star Jolie may be the best known for title role in the Lara Croft series of films, but she also won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress in Girl Interrupted. She also received a Golden Globe Award and SAG Award for the same role. Jolie serves as a special envoy for the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees and has visited refugee camps around the world. The actress has been in a relationship with actor Brad Pitt since the mid-2000s, and they are engaged. The couple has 3 biological and 3 adopted children. In telling her story, Jolie acknowledged that surgery might not be the best choice for every woman. For any woman reading this, I hope it helps you to know that you have options, Jolie wrote. I want to encourage every woman, especially if you have a family history of breast or ovarian cancer, to seek out the information and medical experts who can help you through this aspect of your life and to make your own informed choices. But for Jolie, the decision ultimately came down to her kids. I can tell my children that they don't need to fear they will lose me to breast cancer, she said. Next in the news, from the Los Angeles Times Local, dated May 8th by Cindy Chang, 1 in 3 adults in parts of L.A. are in U.S. illegally, study finds. Countrywide, about 1 in 10 adults is an immigrant who crossed the border illegally or overstayed a visa, the USC study found. Many have U.S. citizen children. In some parts of Koreatown in South Los Angeles, One in three adult residents is in the country illegally, according to a study released Tuesday by researchers at USC. Countywide, about one in 10 adults is an immigrant who crossed the border illegally or overstayed a visa, the study found. Many of those immigrants have put down roots here. Half have been in the country for more than a decade, and 12% are homeowners. Many are also the parents of American citizens. In Los Angeles County, one in five children has a parent living in the country illegally, according to the study. To share children with at least one undocumented parent really speaks to the interwoven generations, said Manuel Pastor, director of the USC Center for the Study of Immigrant Integration and a co-author of the research along with Enrico Marcelli of San Diego State. Another thing that's striking to me is the length of settlement of the undocumented population. Rather than the person who stands in front of Home Depot who just got here a year ago, it's actually a more settled population. As the debate over immigration reform gets underway in Washington, the stakes for California are particularly high. One in four of the estimated 11 million people thought to be in the United States without legal authorization lives in California. Let me repeat that. One in four of the estimated 11 million people thought to be in the United States without legal authorization lives in California. Statewide, the USC study estimates that about 7% of residents, or more than 2.6 million people, are in the country illegally. I think it's more than that. In Los Angeles County, 63% of immigrants here illegally are from Mexico, and 22% from Central America, according to the study. 8% are from the Philippines, Korea, or China. In the Bay Area, the percentage of Asians in the unauthorized population is much higher, 23%. In the Sacramento area, 8% of immigrants in the country illegally are from Russia and other parts of the former Soviet Union. Immigrants residing in L.A. County illegally make a medium wage of $18,000 a year, compared with $47,000 for U.S.-born residents. Well, I don't know any of them. Half work in factories, restaurants, construction, or house cleaning, the study found. Only 33% have health insurance. Nearly half of the country's immigrants here illegally lack a high school diploma, and 60% do not speak English well, according to the study. Nonprofits and foundations must work with the public sector to make sure there are enough English classes in the event of a mass legalization, said Maria Blanco, vice president of civic engagement at the California Community Foundation, which partially funded the study. If newly legalized immigrants do not learn English, their job prospects are likely to remain limited. If we just do legalization, but we don't do English language education, we'll really have to wait another generation, Blanco said. The study's authors expect the earnings of unauthorized immigrants to increase if they receive legal status and can more easily switch jobs. By a conservative estimate, newly legalized immigrants in L.A. County could collectively earn an additional $1.5 billion annually, according to the study. Statewide, the income gain could be $4.6 billion annually. That's a large estimate. Opponents of legalization have countered with studies showing that immigrants could use trillions of dollars in government benefits in the coming decades. In addition to Koreatown, with 32% of the adult population here illegally, and Central Alameda at 39%, other areas with high concentrations include Echo Park, Bell, Huntington Park, and East LA. In Orange County, the study found that 30% of adult residents in Santa Ana are in the country illegally. In El Monte, where one in five adults lacks proper documentation, Mayor Andre Quintero expects that more residents will be able to afford cars, homes, and college for their children if they gain legal status. There's such uncertainty and instability. They don't have the opportunity to fully participate in anything and everything, Quintero said. They're living almost in purgatory. It's not sustainable. Well, speaking for myself, I would also point out that unemployment is not sustainable, and it is equally difficult to get a job if you are white in LA County. I know from personal experience. Of course, I am of age. I'm 57 years old. On now to the Harper's Weekly Review, dated May 14th, 2013. Pakistan underwent the first democratic transfer of power in its 66-year history, electing as Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who was ousted from the position in 1999 by a military coup led by Pervez Musharraf, and whose Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz Party defeated the ruling Pakistan People's Party and the Tehreek-e-Insaf Party of retired cricket star Imran Khan. Khan, who fractured his spine after falling down during the campaign, called from his hospital bed for an investigation into vote rigging. A gunman killed a parliamentary candidate in Karachi, and at least 28 others were killed in violence at polling stations around the country. The voting day went fairly smoothly, said a national columnist by Pakistani standards. Turkey accused the Syrian government of detonating car bombs that killed 43 people and injured 140 outside the post office and city hall of a Turkish border town. Former Guatemalan dictator Efrain Rios Montt was sentenced to 80 years in prison for ordering the deaths of 1,771 Iksil Mayans during the country's 36-year civil war. Guatemala has seen no genocide, said President Otto Perez Molina, who was a military commander under Montt. This could mean that everyone, all indigenous people, all over the planet, said Nobel Peace Prize laureate Rigoberta Menchu, could hopefully start living in harmony. We can hope. Disney dropped its application to trademark the phrase Dia de los Muertos. Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican South Carolina, clarified that he did not, as he'd stated during a debate on immigration, believe Mexicans came from hell holes. Bad choice of words. In Mexico City, where Malcolm X's grandson was killed in a bar fight, the president of the Vatican's Pontifical Council for Culture condemned the cult of holy death. Pope Francis canonized 813 Italian martyrs who were beheaded in 1480 for refusing to convert to Islam, and commanded nuns to practice fertile chastity. The ordained woman is a mother, said the Pope, not a spinster. What did he mean by that? Gunmen opened fire on a crowd at a Mother's Day parade in New Orleans, injuring at least 19 people. James Holmes changed his plea to not guilty by reason of insanity in his trial for last year's mass shooting at a movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. That took a long time. And a Missouri cinema apologized for hiring an actor dressed in body armor and carrying a fake rifle to appear at a screening of Iron Man 3. They should. In Dusseldorf, several audience members sought medical attention after seeing a production of Richard Wagner's Tannhauser set in a Nazi concentration camp. The U.S. State Department ordered a nonprofit organization to remove blueprints for a working 3D printable handgun from its website, where they had been downloaded 100,000 times in 2 days, it was revealed that the Justice Department had secretly acquired 2 months' worth of telephone records for Associated Press journalists, and that the IRS had targeted for extra scrutiny the tax exemption applications of approximately 75 conservative political groups whose filings contain such terms as Tea Party, Patriot, and 9/12. Several buildings in Great Falls, Montana were evacuated after discarded boxes of educational scratch-and-sniff cards made to smell like natural gas were mistaken for a gas leak. In a sense, said an official for the company that produced the cards, it worked the way it was supposed to. Cleveland resident Ariel Castro was arrested for allegedly holding captive for as long as 11 years, 3 women, and a 6-year-old girl he had fathered with one of the women. "I'm eating my McDonald's. I come outside. I see this girl going nuts," said neighbor Charles Ramsey, who alerted police. "Way to go, Charles Ramsey. We'll be in touch," tweeted at McDonald's. A 19-year-old Bangladeshi garment worker was found alive after she survived for 17 days on dried food and bottled water in a basement prayer room at the collapsed Rana Plaza factory complex, where rescue efforts ended with the death toll at 1,127, and a 90-year-old man named Justin Ambrosia survived on Fig Newtons, ice cream cones, and pound cake while trapped in his car for 3 days in a Florida garage. German regulators were investigating allegations of potato price fixing by the Kartoffel cartel. The American Gerbil Society held its annual pageant. "Anyone can buy a $12 gerbil," said the society's vice president, "and get into the sport of gerbil showing or gerbil agility." Massive ice waves blew from Manitoba's Lake Dauphin onto Ochre Beach and from Minnesota's Lake Mille Lac into Izatis Resort, creating berms up to 30 feet high and damaging more than 40 homes. The U.S. Postal Service halted mail delivery to a 10-acre Lakeport, California subdivision that was sinking into a hillside. "It's a slow-motion disaster," said a resident. Worldwide levels of atmospheric carbon dioxide reached 400 parts per million, the highest concentration in at least 2 million years. "Physically, we are no worse off," said a climate scientist, "than we were at year 399. This article by Ryan Liebenthal. And once again, I have reached the end of this week's Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. People, be good to each other in the coming week, and stay out of the news.